Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling OMAX. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I have a like an auto delivery thing every 6 months, and I had it on hold, I believe, because I had built up too much and I need to turn it back on, I think. They told me to call back in November, so I think maybe that's when my thing turns back on again or something, or I don't know. Maybe it's every, I think it's every 6 months or something, so.
Okay, so you're ready to start receiving the product again?
I think so, but you'll have to tell me like when it's going to be shipping, so I'll just make sure.
Okay, and what is your email address, please?
Email address is going to be F
F like Frank?
Prentice, no, S like Steve, and then my last name, Prentice, which is PRENTISS 64 at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. One moment. I have S like Sam Prentice 64 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. One moment. And the system is retrieving the information. One moment. Okay, I'm still searching. Put your email address back in SPRENTISS64 at gmail.com.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Okay, it's not locating the account. One moment. Let me check another system. Did you order online? You've ordered through us.
I was on a every 6 months for a number of years, and then I just kind of got too much of it, and so I called up almost 6 months ago and said, "How do I do this? Can I reset my thing?" And they said, "We'll put you on hold." Said something about you have to put on hold, or I didn't really understand it, but you have to put it on hold, and then you have to call back later when the next go around comes up. So,
Okay, so let me check another area. Let's see. It's not showing anything. SPrentice64@gmail.com. So let me have my supervisor check. Hold on, let's see.
Okay.
Go back to customer. And what is your first and last name?
Steve, last name is Prentice.
Steve, okay, Prentice. Okay, hold the line for one moment, if you don't mind.
No, no
Thank
problem.
you. I'm reaching out to my supervisor. One moment. Just waiting for a response. One moment. And I searched each field like 3-4 times and it said nothing came up. One moment.
Doesn't even show me like as a past client or anything?
It doesn't even show you as a customer.
I mean, like not even before, like even if they would have turned me off last time, like ever even in the past.
Huh. Okay. But that doesn't mean that I don't have you in here. Let's see. One moment. Because even if you were a customer and you still once had an order, still should be able to find the order that was put on hold.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's 3 or 4 years easily, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it ships out every 6 months.
Okay, I'm messaging my supervisor. One moment. Just letting her know that it was put on hold. One moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. S. Prentice. And you said SPRENTISS64@gmail.com. So let's see if she can find it. Hold on for one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Look, 4 eyes are better than 2. PRENTISS64. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Gave her the wrong email. SPRENTISS64@gmail. Guess I was typing too fast. Let me make sure. SPRENTISS64@gmail. Okay. Have they received any product this year? Okay. Have you received any product this year?
Well, this entire year of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Maybe not. Because
okay.
I called 6 months ago or so, I think. Maybe a little less.
Oh, okay.
I remember when I called. I called to try to just push it out a little bit, but they gave me some spiel that you can't do that. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put it on hold and get it the next time. And so we have to kind of stop it, and then you'll have to call back later and call back in November.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I didn't really understand it, honestly. But to me, it just seemed like, can't we do it?
They're checking. One moment.
There was something very important about the dates that I had that I couldn't change them or something, so.
Okay, so it was notated that, let's see, it's possibly that the account was canceled due to migration. They would have to go to the website to set it up.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
So I guess we could just start over. I mean, if we can start whatever, I guess. Does it matter?
Let's see. So you'll have to go to the website to place the order. Hold on for one moment. I'm just looking for the website now. Okay, so it looks like the site you would have to go to was care@omaxhealth.com.
Well, is there any reason why you and I can't just set it up right now?
I don't think It should be a problem. Let me just double check. Okay, one moment.
I mean, do people normally call you to set up an account, or how does it work?
They do. If they've had a order in the past that they've ordered online, then we direct them to the website. But I wasn't able to find you in the system, so I don't think it would be a problem. But I'll just double check. Okay, one moment.
Okay.
And what is the name of the product that you wanted to order?
It is the Omega substance. I think it's called Omex. Omega.
Omega.
Yeah,
what is it
like
called?
6 months. Omex, I think.
Omega. Omex. Okay. Just so, do you want to place an order for one time, or do you want a subscription?
I think what I had before was called, I have an old receipt. This is an older one, though. It was called the 6 month Omex Auto. So I think that was less expensive, possibly,
so
but I don't know.
Probably,
if you tell me how the deals work nowadays.
Okay,
know.
So it probably was a subscription. So hold on one moment. Let's see. Let me go back. So you would like to receive the product every 6 months?
Well, I think, you know, I guess I'm asking you, since you work there, how does it work? I mean, that's how it used to work, but it sounds like things have changed, so I'm not really sure.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
well,
I don't know. You tell me. If you were selling me something, what would you ask? How would I do? I feel like I'm calling the wrong, like, am I calling the billing department or something, or is it
no,
sales?
We're customer service. We do a little bit of all
customers.
Of that. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Let me check first to see what the product, let me first make sure we even can offer the product that you once were receiving. Let's see.
Yeah, because maybe there's a different number I was supposed to call. I don't know. I just called the one that's on my receipt that I got, but this is a receipt that's from a couple of years ago. So.
Okay, one moment. Okay. All right. Okay, so we have a CryoFreeze. Okay, and you said the product is called Omega. Okay, I'm looking in our listing.
It's called
listing.
Omex.
Omex.
Omex
okay.
3, I believe it's called.
Omex 3? Okay.
I think
I'm checking to see. We have Omex Pure Tincture CBD Oil. What type of product is it? You said Omex 3. Oh, you know what? I found something.
It's an Omega.
Oh, okay, it says Omex 3, Omega 3 Supplement. Let me click on this and see what this is. Hold on. We have Omex 3 Pro Strength, and then we have Omega 3 Supplement. Okay.
I don't know. The one I think it was
Omex
just a,
Alpha. What is it for? What does it do?
Inflammation, I think.
Inflammation.
I mean,
okay.
It's supposed to be, or it's supposed to be help with that, I think, but I mean.
Okay. So let's see. Omex 3, Omega 3. Let me click on it and see what it says.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're getting stuck on a call. That probably should be sales.
This is it. Okay, it says Omex 3, Omega 3 Supplement. Ultra-purified Omega 3 fish oil with high EPA ratio designed to fight inflammation while supporting healthy joints.
Yes.
Okay. All right, hold on for one moment. Okay. Let's see which one we have. Okay, so you can either order one box or you can get two boxes.
Is that correct?
Let's see.
I want to make sure it hasn't changed. So the one that used to be 60 soft gels.
Okay.
In a box. You take two a day. So that was 30 days worth. So a box was 30 days worth.
Yes, this is 60 soft gels. It sure is. So we have one box, we have two boxes, three boxes, and six boxes.
Okay. And
the one box is $39.95 for 60. For two boxes, it would be $79.90. Three boxes, $109.95. And six boxes, it would be $199.95.
Now, is that a the price has changed considerably. It used to be on the auto thing that I was on, I think it was a better deal. Like it was like $144. Is that not being offered anymore? Or I feel like I'm a little frustrated because I feel like, and it was, this is not your fault, but whoever I spoke to last time, like 6 months ago, obviously screwed everything up because they knocked me out of the system. They did whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And now I'm off the thing. And before I was getting this for like $144 for a 6 month supply, which was which was part of being on the auto thing though. Like you had to, you know, it was an auto billing every 6 months. You'd get it just you didn't even call back in again. After 6 months, they just send it to you. You know.
Oh, okay. Now we have
something
where
changed.
Okay. Well, I definitely understand.
And
your
she took me out of the system. Apparently, she took me. I mean, she's like it's almost like she erased all my records. It's like what. It's like, I mean, you think I would, even if she canceled me, you think I would still
you should
like
still
a
be in a system, right? And,
yeah, like
and
a,
I did,
a historical, right? I mean, like, still,
right,
it's
I
like
understand.
She's erased me like I didn't exist or something, you know? And it's like,
well,
what the hell?
We do have something like if you want to subscribe, you can receive a monthly subscription. It's at $159.96, and that's with a 20% discount. If you receive it every 2 months, it's $159.96. Every 3 months, it's $159.96.
You receive what every 3 months? How much?
I'm looking at it says subscribe and save 20% off. So if you wanted to receive the product monthly, it would be, let's see, let me click one box. But if this is the, okay, you know what, this is the 6 month supply. If you received it monthly, you would pay $159.96. Every, if you wanted to receive it every 2 months, it would be $159.96. Every 3 months.
Per what? Per 6 months?
Every 2 months, it would be $159.96.
Yeah, something's gone awry because it used to be. I've got actually. I found my last time I had it shipped to me would have been four. Well, I show one. It says ship date 4/7/22. That was my last shipment, and it was $144 plus tax. For 6 months worth. Now it sounds like it's way more than that. Like it's
so
gone
let's
way, 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 way.
Let
way
me
more.
Just, okay.
And I have my notes here because she told me, because the problem is I took my shipment, so here's what happened. I took my shipment, and I already had a lot left over from the prior shipment. Because
right.
It just, you know, it gathers up. Unless you take it every single day, it can gather up on you. And so I just called up and said, all I wanted to do was, I
just
said,
put it on hold.
Hey, can I kind of, you know, shift out my date or something or put it on hold or do something to, because I got too many and I don't want to get the next one. And she said, well, you can't do that, blah, 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 gave me all this song and dance and said, what you can do is I can stop it for right now and then you can start it back up again in the next 6 months, which is going to be November or something like that. And I'm like, I tried to understand it and I could not honestly understand it, but she just insisted this is the way it has to be done. And now here I am calling in November and my records are erased and I can't get back on the program. I'm like, well, what happened here? So.
And I'm thinking it's because it was all done online and we don't handle online orders.
Well, I did it on the phone with her. Now, what she did, I have no idea, but I did it on the phone with her. So.
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
Let me just reach out to.
It has an order number. I've got an order number here.
You
and
do?
Everything.
What's the. Let me jot down the order number. Okay, what's the order number?
I don't know what a GLF number is, but
what is it again?
Which one?
The order number.
The order ID. That's what it's called. Is that what you want?
That's fine.
It's fairly long. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's a long number. It is 1-3-6-5-5-7-9 then dash 2-2-6-7-6-6 dash again, B, T as in Tom, Y.
Yeah, that sounds
zero,
like that
zero,
was done.
Six.
Yeah, that order number is way too long. But hold on, let me just reach out to my supervisor and find
ID.
Out. Okay, because if you placed an order, if it's like a subscription, the order number is normally not that long.
Well, this is your company, so I don't know. I mean,
I was just letting you know. The order number's generally not
What
that
about
long.
A GLF number? What's that?
GL?
GLF number. That's under the order info too. There's an order date, and then G right below that says order GLF number. I don't know what that is either. So.
The GL number, is it really long?
No. Because
our orders
probably about 10 digits, maybe something like that.
Oh, okay. That the order number should start with an SH.
Okay.
S like Sam, H like Harry. Yeah. Okay. Hold on for one moment. Okay. One moment. Okay, so they're looking because I asked for assistance and they never, well, my supervisor never really did say if they found an order in the system. But again, there's no problem. You can place an order with me. I just need to find out if you want a subscription or you want to place a one-time order and then call back when you're ready to place another. That's all.
Well, all I wanted to do, honestly, was just turn my program back on again, which was get it every 6 months.
Okay.
It sounds like she's eliminated me from the system. Now I'm starting over with a new program. And
okay.
The new program sounds like it's quite a bit more expensive than the old program. So I feel like I kind of got gypped here and I'm not sure what's going on. So,
okay.
So I'm not, she screwed it up and I feel like I'm paying the price. So that's sort of
okay,
where
well,
I feel at this point. So.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. But yes, I did confirm.
This is not
that
you,
my,
by the way. This is her.
Right.
This
no,
is who I already spoke to 6 months ago. Yeah, so,
right. I understand. Yeah. So I did confirm that. My supervisor was not able to locate an account for you. So did you want to place an order with me, a subscription?
Well,
or
I still don't
you...
really understand exactly how much the 6 month subscription costs. I was confused as to you were rattling off a few different amounts, but it didn't make a lot of sense because there was like, it seemed like 2 months, 3 months were all the same price. I didn't really understand that either.
Okay, it says select your delivery frequency, monthly, $159. Okay, so one moment. Okay, so when I select one box of the product, it's going to be $31.96 a month.
For a month.
Correct.
So let's call that $32 roughly. So $32 bucks for a month. So 6 months is just six times that. Is that what that's going to be?
And then it's, then I, when I select two boxes, it will be double the price. I'm showing it's $63.92. And then when I select three boxes, it's showing it's $87.96. And then six boxes, I'm showing it's $159.96.
$159.96. Now, is that six boxes just one time only, or is that six box some sort of auto something where you get the 20%?
Well, that's a one-time purchase. Well, let's see. One-time purchase. Okay, so no, that's if you subscribe, because when I select subscribe is when you get the 20% off.
And that is $150-something?
$159.96.
$159.90-something, so about $160, and that is
correct.
Plus tax, right?
Correct.
And is there shipping involved in that, too, or is the shipping included?
I think there's shipping involved also, but I would definitely let you know what the amount of the total order is before we check out.
Yeah, and so that's where something has changed. I used to be on this. It was called 6 Month Omax Auto. I have it right in front of me, and it has, and it was $144, no shipping, but it was plus tax.
Mm-hmm.
It came out to $155.16 every 6 months. You get six boxes, and
okay.
That was it. And now that's gone away because, again, I apologize, but the person who clearly didn't know what they were doing the first time around, I spoke to them 6 months ago, screwed me all up on that scenario, and now I've lost out. And that's the part I don't really doesn't feel like that's my fault. It feels like it's your company's fault. Granted, it wasn't you, but it was who represented your company. And it's like, I don't, and he's eliminated from the system. I don't even know what's going on. So I'm losing out on my old deal, essentially. And I don't get it, really. So.
Okay. And I definitely, again, understand, since we don't have you in the system, I can either place an order for you or refer you back to the website where you would have to place your order online.
How about this? How about, since I get that you can only do so much, and I understand that, that's fine. Can I, I'd like to speak to the supervisor. That's who I'd like to speak to.
Okay. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Haven't forgotten about you, okay? Just one moment.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
I'm still here, okay? I haven't forgotten about you.
Right.
One moment. Okay, thanks for holding. Now, before I send you over to management, I'm just going to give them your name and email address,
sure,
so they'll at least have some information. Okay, one moment, and then I'll let them know the name of the product.
Well, you can give them exactly what I'm calling about, too. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That way I don't have to start over. Yeah, so.
Right. You're welcome. One moment. And I'm just waiting for the supervisor. One moment. And he has me on hold. One moment. Still here. I haven't forgotten about you. Okay, I'll transfer you now. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll transfer you now and thank you for calling customer care. One moment.